flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, folks, we are back on Media Row. Mike Haas, Newell Norman. We're joined by Roman Gabriel III, who just was able to join us. He's trying to get his headset on, and we'll get that done.
Hey, guys.
All righty. Roman, thank you so much for joining us. Let me just start out by saying I was born in L.A. Back in 1958 and moved here very shortly thereafterwards. Always had an affinity to L.A., and your dad was my favorite quarterback of all time.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that before. The L.A. Rams, that single bar face guard, really enjoy. And he kind of changed the dimension of football, right? And
he did.
Was really throwing the ball. He and Johnny Yu at the time, if my memory serves
me
correct,
Namath too.
Said they had the strongest arm in the NFL. Your dad could throw the ball 70, 75 yards or something crazy.
No, not 75. He could throw it 100 standing up and 50 on two knees at the 50.
Oh, that's what the story. Man. I got it.
Led the league in touchdown passes twice with 24 and 23. So back in the day, doesn't sound like a lot. In fact, you wouldn't be in the top.
Well, they only threw it about 20 to 25
right.
times.
You wouldn't be in the top 10 now, but back then, that's huge.
The statistic that he's proudest of, though, is that he had the lowest interception to touchdown rate when he retired. It lasted another 5 or 6 years after that. So he was very serious about protecting the football. It's one of the reasons why the Rams were so successful is that, you know, he was really a believer that sometimes you take the sack, sometimes you punt the ball and you get rid of it and you play field position.
Absolutely. Well, you in his in celebrating his legacy, you start a non-profit called Sold Out Youth Foundation. Tell us what it does.
We're here tackling fentanyl. Hashtag tackling fentanyl, hashtag saving lives. And we have an online school program that basically educates everybody involved through the school's already existing communication system. Right now, it's the number one killer of 18 to 48-year-old, number two killer of 5 to 14-year-old. Poison that can be in candy, it can be in vape pills, or even fake prescriptions.
If folks have an interest in giving to your foundation, where do they go?
They can go to soldouttv.com. They can give there, but more importantly, we're giving you something to save lives today. Go to fentanyl education at soldouttv.com. You can take that, get that to your friends, family, everybody you know. Let's protect our kids.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry for we have to get to a hard break.
No, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, and best of luck to you.
No, thank you very much. And you need it. Fathead coming out of my dad, too. Legends collection. That's the 69
awesome.
Deal right there.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.